another 30 days. Businesses awarded federal contracts to help rebuild after Hurricane Katrina are going to have to pay the work crews the going wage. The Bush administration has reinstated that regulation. They waived it in the immediate aftermath of the storm. When George Bush suspended the requirement, he said it would help reduce rebuilding costs and give minority-owned businesses more opportunity. It didn't really do that, but critics said it would also result in lower pay for workers. George Bush today called for more federal belt tightening in the aftermath of Katrina. He told an audience in Washington today, "We've got to redouble our efforts to be wise about how we spend your money." Congress has already spent $62 billion on hurricane relief, and the final bill expected to be much higher. Bush says the administration is working with lawmakers to find spending cuts elsewhere, and he says he's even open to across-the-board cuts in departmental budgets, perhaps including the Pentagon. Critics have complained the Republican target list, though, would harm those who've been hardest hit by the Gulf Coast storms, the poor. Bush told the Economic Council of Washington he's convinced it's possible to aid hurricane victims and, quote, be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars at the same time. In South Florida, people who've endured the long waits for relief supplies, they're still waiting and hoping for some better supply routes to emerge. There is word the number of people killed by Hurricane Wilma in Florida doubled from 5 to 10 today. Authorities, meanwhile, calling on survivors to have patience as they wait for supplies. The mayor of Miami-Dade County complained supplies given by the Federal Emergency Management Agency running low and have run out in at least one distribution center. Officials say they had advised people before the storm that they should have 72 hours' worth of supplies on hand. In Pakistan, officials are begging to provide more additional aid from countries around the world with millions of lives at stake, they say. The temperatures are plunging, and that is threatening the lives of millions of people who survived the South Asian quake. Hospitals already seeing an increase in the number of patients with pneumonia, bronchitis, and other cold-related diseases. This is Air America Radio News.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Now you understand, I would imagine if you haven't already, the flavor, the sense, the definition of the word I invented a couple of years ago, antisappointment, right? Antisappointment. Since Fitzmas is coming late this year, we have a bit of fun and frivolity with Dim Sun for you tonight. He's trying to talk all economic and stuff. It's pretty hilarious. And a new drinking game? A drinking game? Is that what you have here, Kathy? A drinking game you can play along with Simple Scotty? Well, how does it work? I have no idea. We didn't discuss this prior to the program.
Well, it's too early in the evening to explain it because then everybody will just get smashed and they won't call in, so... We're going to save it for later.
A drinking game. All right. Antisappointment. Now you know what the word really means. The grand jury adjourned today without releasing anything about anything, although Fitzgerald did have, according to reports, according to Bob Franken at CNN and others, the special prosecutor had a meeting with the judge who was presiding over the grand jury hearings. What was the meeting about? Well, who knows? A couple of emails. I've gotten several emails over the past few days, kind of frantic, worrying that when the report, whether it is a report or a non-report or comes in the form of indictments, or whatever. When Fitzgerald finally does make known his intentions, and it appears there's going to be indictments for probably three people, Lewis Libby, Karl Rove, and Stephen Hadley. But when those indictments come down, the emailers that have been sending me these rather frantic missives in the past few days, they are concerned, and I certainly am, on the same page with them, that there will at that point be some sort of horrendous event, either in this country or somewhere, to immediately distract media attention and the public's attention away from the indictments. I don't know. I hope that's not the case, but and possibly it won't be the case because we know now. We know how these bastards operate, so... Mike in New Jersey writes in, "Hi, Mike, since all these Republican girly men are stealing talking points from Martha Stewart's cookbook, trying to equate what Martha did to what Rove did, I was wondering if you have audio of all these floral apron-wearing garden bottom feeders, recipe-stealing punk-ass Republican hypocrites actually defending Martha during her trial. No offense, of course, to Martha or apron-wearing men." That's from Mike in New Jersey. No, because such audio doesn't exist. You see, this is what Republicans do. They're very picky and choosy where it concerns how they construct their defense of high crimes and misdemeanors. So no, there's no. None of them ever defended Martha Stewart. They either shut up or cheered the prosecution on because after all, Martha Stewart, first of all, she's a woman, and how dare a woman be that wealthy and that successful and that independent? And she wasn't married, huh? Didn't need a man. How about that? Secondly, she was a contributor to the Democratic Party, I guess. Somebody said that. From Amy in Minneapolis. Mike, I was in Minneapolis today at a local coffee shop about 6 blocks from my home. After getting my coffee and going outside, I saw a few kids hanging out, thinking they were from the cities. That would be Minneapolis and St. Paul, I guess, and not the suburbs. I engaged them in a political discussion. More kids started dribbling out of the coffee shop along with their teacher. By that time, I discovered that the kids were clueless about the terms liberal and progressive. The two kids were clearly were from Republican families. How did I know this? Because they thought that America was doing the right thing in Iraq. And when questioned about 9/11, they blamed it on Clinton. The teacher was shying away, not wishing to get involved in the conversation, stating that she could lose her job. However, I could tell she was clearly a liberal by her body language. This exchange left me sad, angry, and totally depressed. We have a lot of work to do. I'm off to the vigil on the bridge. I promise that I won't jump. Yours, Amy from Minneapolis. If you attended one of the vigils that Amy's talking about today regarding the 2000th, well, not the 2000th death, but the fact that 2,000 Americans now have died in George Bush's vanity war, in Iraq, 2,000 Americans that we know of. The number is obviously higher. There is nothing, absolutely nothing about which the Bush crime family ever reveals the truth. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Defense Department, Rumsfeld's Defense Department has taken... has made a clear effort to inform the American public that the 2,000 dead figure is really meaningless, doesn't mean anything. It's an arbitrary number, just, somebody, probably some liberal in the media, pulled it out of the air. It means nothing. Except, of course, to the families of the 2,000 dead soldiers. Bastards. God. I haven't mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people. These politicians, these thugs, these right-wingers. If you attended some sort of a vigil today, let us know, if you like. Wall Street Journal is reporting that the New York Times and Judith Miller are parting ways. They are discussing options, including the possibility of a severance package. You know what kind of severance you ought to give Judith Miller? A handshake and... show her the door. Get out. How long has she been there? 20 years? Been there a long time, I think. Long time. Think of the damage that Judith Miller has done. Think of the damage that Bob Novak has done. And not just these two. These are the two who most recently and most notably have committed acts of questionable nature against the American public, against our country. But Judith Miller, who single-handedly lobbied for war based on the lies and deceptions and circular firing squad that she was involved in with the White House Iraq group. But the Wall Street Journal says the negotiations for her departure began with a face-to-face meeting Monday morning between Ms. Miller and the publisher, Arthur Sulzberger, Jr., according to a lawyer familiar with the situation. The discussion about her future comes several days, the journal says, after the public rupture of the relationship between the Times and Ms. Miller, a 28-year veteran of the paper. Both the editor and the publisher of the Times have expressed regret for their unequivocal support for Ms. Miller when she spent 85 days in jail for refusing to testify. Well, I guess a mea culpa at some point is better than no mea culpa at all on the part of the New York Times. But it would just seem to me that over the period, the months and months that Judith Miller was involved in promoting, based on false information, propaganda, lies, deceptions by her good buddy, the convicted felon, Ahmed Shalabi, and her friends inside the White House Iraq group, of which she was apparently a de facto part of that group. But her deliberate lies and deceptions on the front page and the A section of the New York Times, over and over and over and over again. I don't know. So now she'll get a nice severance package and go write a book. Huh? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
We're not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Your host for a PNC Friends Future, it's Mike Malloy.
Well, one of our emailers agrees that Judith Miller here should get a severance package. He or she writes, I think she deserves the Marie Antoinette severance package. Now, what's terrible is that'll just fly right past the addled brains of the right-wingers who lurk, listen to the program. Mike in St. Paul writes, Mike, can you let us know if any of your sources are still talking indictments? What's your opinion? I have a terrible feeling that the bastards would get away with treason. I'm truly disappointed that Fitz didn't issue any today. Let me make this clear to Mike and everybody else. I don't have any sources. And truth is, most talk show hosts who tell you they do are just blowing smoke up your butt, okay? Talk show hosts, with one exception, there is one talk show host that has all sorts of sources. He needs them in order to feed the lies and deceptions and garbage that he strews across the fruited plain, coast to coast and border to border. But let's focus on moi. I don't have sources. And like I've said before, we have no answers. We have no sources. I use not editorial we. I'm talking about those of us who cluster around this program at night. We come here for one reason, because we are all in a state of shock and awe. And we got to tell somebody. And this is a lot cheaper than going to your therapist. It is for me anyway. And it's less dangerous than going to a bar and talking to your friendly bartender, because, you know, your friendly bartender wants you to drink a little bit, too. So by the time you get the stuff off your chest every night, you'll probably, get behind the wheel of your car and die. So what we do at this program is rant and rave and scream and vent and get it out and talk about it. But I don't, Mike, I don't have any sources at all. I am Air America's screaming leftist, and nobody in government would ever talk to me. And I like it like that. I don't want anything to do with the bastards, none of them. Republicans, Democrats, with a couple exceptions, Cynthia McKinney, Dennis Kucinich, John Lewis, people like that. But, so I don't have any. I don't have any sources. The Associated Press is reporting this story this evening. A woman who took an unpaid leave of absence from work to see her husband off to war with an Indiana National Guard unit has been fired after failing to show up for her part-time receptionist job the day following his departure. This woman, Suzette Bowler, is a 40-year-old mother of three and grandmother of three. She said, I was in shock. I was hurt. I felt abandoned by people I thought cared for me. I sat down and cried on the floor for probably 2 hours. Officials at her former workplace, which is Benefit Management Administrators Incorporated, which is in Caledonia, Michigan. Benefit Management Administrators, Inc., Caledonia, Michigan. They confirmed that Ms. Bowler was dismissed when she didn't report to work the day after she said goodbye to her husband of 22 years. Clark Galloway, the Vice President of Operations for Benefit Management, told the Grand Rapids Press, quote, we gave her sufficient time to get back to work, end quote. you bastards. Oh, you dirty, dirty, rotten bastards. Oh, my God. On October 16th, Ms. Bowler went with her husband, Army Specialist Jerry Bowler, who's 45 years old. 45 years old. To an Indianapolis area airfield where he and others in his National Guard unit gathered to be transported to Fort Dix, New Jersey. And then the unit goes on to Iraq, where he will help guard convoys from insurgent attacks, which means he's a dead man walking, because in Rumsfeld's army, when you have that kind of a position, you are unprotected, unarmored, unarmed for all intents and purposes. Jesus, God. Although the Bowlers moved to Western Michigan 14 years ago, Jerry, who's a diesel mechanic, decided to remain with his Bloomington, Indiana-based guard unit, the 150th Field Artillery Regiment. Suzette Bowler, the wife, had received permission to take off work the week leading up to her husband's departure. As a part-time employee at benefit management, she did not receive vacation pay and was not compensated for her time off. She usually works Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, answering telephones, entering claims, greeting visitors and clients. She said she considers herself a reliable employee. She's worked for the company for 14 months and earns $9 an hour. $9 an hour. So the day after her husband deploys on his way to a war zone, the pigs fired her. The filthy, flesh-eating pigs fired her. The company, again, in Caledonia, Michigan, is Benefit Management Administrators Incorporated. I'm sure this story will be all over the Internet tomorrow. And the pig who made the statement is someone named Clark Galloway. They ought to send Clark Galloway, put him in some under-equipped body armor, and drop him off in Fallujah.
The Prince of Darkness any longer.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Ever get the feeling that our representatives in Congress are up to more harm than good? This week, Mother Jones Radio presents the Diddley Awards, a salute to congressional incompetence and idiocy. Senator Rick Santorum made the cut by comparing Democrats to Nazis for wanting to use the filibuster. Representative James Sensenbrenner also made the list. He shut down hearings on the Patriot Act after Democrats dared to criticize the act, declaring the meeting irrelevant and turning off the microphones. The Diddley Awards couldn't come at a more appropriate time. Last week, the House used their valuable time to ban lawsuits against gun manufacturers and fast food chains. It was a shameless bow to the fast food and gun industry. But then again, for the Congress that used Terry Schiavo for political gain, nothing seems too shameless anymore. Find out more this week on Mother Jones Radio, streamable online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to aclu.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back?
We've all had it. Send or regret. The feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. Fran in Baltimore writes, Mike, I'm a longtime listener. I attended a vigil this evening near my home. It was held at a roundabout in a suburban area. At least 100 people circled the roundabout on the outskirts. I guess all the people in the north, northeast call it a roundabout. Other areas of the country, they call it a traffic circle. Most people tooted their horns as they drove by. Only a few, two that I heard, screamed out of their vehicles. One male screamed, "War's awesome." Another stated, "Effing a-holes." I can't understand the anger of the other side when we are remembering the dead soldiers that have died in this unjust war. What comes to mind is the adage, you go something like, first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they attack you, and then you win. I hope we continue until we bring our troops home and then some. Praying in Baltimore. I think that adage aphorism, I think that's Gandhi's, a variation of that. Thanks, Fran. Who else? This is from Diana. I left work to attend the vigil near Rockefeller Center in New York City for a short time, but could only stay a short time as I had to return to work. Response from the passersby was respectful and somewhat bemused. There are a lot of tourists in that area, and I'm not sure that they understood what we were all about. Basically, we stood in a quiet line holding anti-war signs and holding flowers. The scene at the Military Recruiting Center at Times Square and 44th Street was a bit different. You may have seen it. It's an island in the street with traffic going uptown on the east side and downtown on the west. Oh, yeah. We're familiar. How many times have we been caught on that traffic island with a baby stroller, right, Kathy? The island was mobbed, mostly with anti-war people. Near the actual center, which is sort of a kiosk on the south part of the island, were counter-demonstrators waving flags. Literally waving large flags, American, British, Australian, and Israeli. That makes no sense, does it? I found my way, the flag waving, I thought my way through the crowd to ask one of the flag wavers some questions. I needn't have bothered. As soon as I opened my mouth, one of the flag wavers began screaming the litany, Al-Qaeda, war on terror, job to do, etc., the usual Republican talking points you hear on any Fox News program. What was weird and galling about the whole spectacle was that the media were paying attention to these creeps who were clearly in a minority and who were out of their effing minds. There were five of them, tops. There were several hundred of us, and the television cameras paid us little attention. After a while, we forgot about them and I held up a sign on the downtown side. I think the response was mostly positive, but it was hard to tell. A bunch of tourist teenagers clustered on the Broadway side cheered us, though, when they figured out what we were doing. That's from Diana in New York. And regarding what I said about coming to this program as a means of therapy, Robert, I won't give his last name or where he practices therapy as a psychologist, he said, Mike, what are you trying to do, put us out of business? Seriously, Robert writes, for some reason, few people discuss national events as a reason for coming to therapy. Personal relationships seem to be the most common reason, although I do not doubt that people are affected and are somewhat depressed by the current state of affairs. Yeah, I did therapy for, 13 years, Kathy? I don't think I ever sat and talked with my therapist about current events. I used to talk about how I just, felt like doing damage to other people or myself. And it was great. If you have tried to put your demons to rest and haven't been able to do it, you ought to try it. I thought therapy. I'm sorry I waited as long in my life as I did. Now, I know for regular listeners, they'll think, what? He did 13 years of therapy and he's that out of control? No, whatever. Oh, let's do some bunny pants outlining today his economic agenda. Yeah. George Bush has an economic agenda. He really does. So how did Bush try and deflect attention from the coming criminal indictments? Well, he didn't invoke Reagan today, and he didn't try to remember the name of key civil rights icons, like, what did he call her, Rosa Parks? And he didn't try to compare communism to radical Islam. Instead, he took a shot at talking money and stuff, right? With typical results. He wants to make sure Congress and the people know he's wise about the money.
I met with the leader of the House and the Senate today, and we're working on a plan for pushing significant reductions in mandatory and discretionary spending.
Woo, big words.
Both houses are making progress toward cuts that'll show the American people we're capable of being wise about the money.
We're capable of being wise about the money. I used to know a pimp here in Atlanta who used to talk the same way. Steve Smith and I, rest his soul, Steve Smith and I used to hang out together. And back in the day, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning on the streets of Atlanta, talking to the night people. And we had this this guy that we met named Brother Love. Everybody knew him. And he was just a huge pimp. And he used to say, "You got to be wise about the money. Where are those bitches tonight? You have to be wise about the money." That's what I wonder, do you suppose that George knows Brother Love? His obsession with making corn economic continues. This guy has a real thing about corn, doesn't he? Corn and just corn. He's just crazed about corn. I think he's also encouraging Congress to get out and exercise more. I'm not sure. You tell me.
We're making progress in developing the technologies that will be able to use corn or soybeans to be the feedstock for energy. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? We grow a lot of corn and we grow a lot of soybeans. And I hope one day the president's sitting in the Oval Office and somebody walks in and says, "Hey, the crops are strong this year." It means we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy. Congress needs to take more steps.
Jesus, God. Okay. More steps. Toward anything in particular? Congress needs to... Will you play that one more time, please?
We're making progress in developing the technologies that will be able to use corn or soybeans to be the feedstock for energy. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? We grow a lot of corn and we grow a lot of soybeans. And I hope one day the president's sitting in the Oval Office and somebody walks in and says, "Hey, the crops are strong this year." It means we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Yeah.
Congress needs to take more steps.
why don't you, George? Seriously, you half-witted jackass. Why don't you offer crop subsidies for hemp? Grow a lot of hemp. Hemp oil will absolutely eliminate the need for foreign, as you put it, foreign sources of energy. I guess you mean fuel. You know, the founding fathers grew hemp. Founding fathers, like he would understand that. Try hemp, George. Now, here he is again. Is this the last one? Jesus, I can't. Well, all right, the one after this. Bush here talks about the importance of community colleges. Community colleges. Thank God they're finally training people for jobs that actually exist in community colleges. I was, you know, kind of getting fed up with schools that train people for those pesky imaginary jobs.
I've traveled this country and I've been to community colleges all over that are doing a fantastic job by giving the people the skills for the jobs which actually exist.
Yeah, like working at Walmart.
We have programs out of the Labor Department that simplifies the job training programs, that diversifies them, and that streamlines them from their inadequate bureaucracies.
Go, girl.
It's unbelievable what the strings attach to job training money here in Washington, D.C.
Is there a verb in there somewhere?
And so we're going to continue pursuing a strong job training program in institutions that work. And that are capable, that have got curriculum that are flexible, and schools that are affordable, and people that are being trained for jobs which are actually existing.
Oh, my God. There's your education, President Truth Seekers. Huh? How about that? Huh? How about that? Yeah, I love them community colleges. You're damn right. You're damn right. It's unbelievable what the strings attached to job training money here in Washington, D.C. I mean, some nights he just forgets that you usually do need a verb somewhere to link subject and object. Not always. So he's happy that that community colleges are training people for jobs which are actually existing. Okay, you go, George. Last one from Man or Monkey tonight. We need medical liability reform so good doctors won't get sued, which is hard on the federal medicine, or something like that.
To reduce the cost of health care, we got to do something about medical liability. I've been to states where they have trouble finding an OBGYN because they're getting these good docs are getting sued out of business. When I first came up here, these former governors will be pleased to hear, I thought that medical liability was mainly a state issue. Until I realize that there's tremendous cost to the federal medicine.
To the federal medicine? What the hell is federal medicine? Do we have federal medicine? The federal medicine. What is that? What is the federal medicine?
When I ask if I can count on you,
nobody home.
You take off your gloves and shoes.
There's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy. As you stare at me vacantly, the lights are out, but I can't see. There's nobody.
I like the idea of people growing corn that gets converted into energy. The more corn there is, the more we have to eat. The more corn there is, the more energy there is.
I love it when you speak your mind.
Nobody home.
It's nice to have some quiet time.
There's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy, but every...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover, go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Need to continue spending money on research and development to find ways to make corn economic.
It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. All right, last bit of sound for you tonight. Just one little bit of duckery from snotty Scotty McClellan. Just so we're consistent here. We don't want people who tune into this program to go even one night without hearing the snotty Scotty treason gate buzzwords. It ought to be a drinking game. Oh, is this a drinking game? No, I get it. Every time Scotty says ongoing investigation, you do a shot. If he says speculate, you chug a beer. And by Wednesday, we'll all be dead of alcohol poisoning, right? In this instance, a reporter says, Scott, with what looks like indictments pending in the CIA leak investigation, what's the anxiety level like here at the White House? What's the atmosphere in the hallways?
There's a lot of speculation going around, and I think there are a lot of facts that simply are not known at this point. It remains an ongoing investigation, and we'll let the special prosecutor continue to do his work, and I'm sure he will have more to say in due course.
What's the anxiety level like here at the White House? What's the atmosphere in the hallways? Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. From Staten Island, from Maureen in Staten Island, Mike, I attended my first vigil tonight on Staten Island, New York. There are about 25 people in attendance. I'm told that is a large group. We're in front of our local congressman's office, Vito Fisella, which is a very heavy traffic area. About a third of the cars that pass honk their horns. No attacks that I heard. I really felt good doing this. I plan to attend as many as I can in the future. Staten Island is a very conservative Republican area, and I'm hoping that citizens are starting to realize that it's their children we're trying to save. Maureen in Staten Island. I'm familiar with Staten Island. A lot of Italians live out there. It is very conservative, but we're not talking conservatism here, and Maureen knows this, and I think the residents of Staten Island know it too. We're not talking conservatism. We're talking neo-Nazis. We're talking about a government that would take the children and grandchildren of the citizens of Staten Island and just throw them into a garbage pit and laugh while they're doing it. People of Staten Island understand, and it's difficult, because Marie's right. A lot of Republicans live out there. And it's very difficult when you realize that your party is cutting your throat and your children's throats. And your grandchildren's throats. It's difficult, when you finally realize that the leadership in the party that you vote for are nothing but thugs, killers, liars, cheats, deceivers, sneaks. I have friends who live in Staten Island. And if there's one thing that my friends on Staten Island can't tolerate, it's a sneak. Sneak and a liar. Now, I don't want to categorize the entire population of Staten Island, New York, or generalize about their, what they consider to be just and unjust behavior. But I do know that every single person I've ever known who lived on or does live on or used to or was born in Staten Island, they hate sneaks. Be upfront. Be upfront with me. You know, tell me the truth. Let me deal with the truth. That's kind of the attitude that I remember from friends in Staten Island. I don't give a damn, just tell me the truth. And it's difficult. It's difficult for Republicans across the fruited plain to realize how betrayed everyone who's been talking to them for the past 10 years has left them. Every single one. Their leaders in the House, their leaders in the Senate, their media leaders, people like the pig man and his parrot, Sean Hannity. How misled. The New York Times, the writers of the New York Times, most notably Jeff Gerth, going back to 1993, 1994, Judith Miller carrying on in the tradition of publishing lies, deceptions, half-truths, and now treason? It's difficult being a Republican or a conservative, whether you're from Staten Island or not. Because even though Republicans have this alarming habit of being able to put their hands over their ears and scream when you're trying to tell them the truth about something, they don't want to hear it, don't want to hear it, don't want to hear it, don't want to hear it. Conservatives don't do that. Conservatives will listen. Am I getting soft on conservatives? No, no, I've made my case clear about conservatives. I have no problem with conservatives. Conservatives are not in control of the Republican Party, though. Neo-Nazi Christo-Fascists are in control of the Republican Party. People who want to cut the throats of the citizens of Staten Island, cut their throats and watch them bleed into the snow. For sport. It's murder for sport. So I think, Maureen, that that's probably, possibly, maybe the reason you didn't get any middle fingers aimed your way in Staten Island today, or any FUs out the window, is because the people in Staten Island are in a very untenable position. They'd like to be Republicans, they'd like to be conservative, but their party and their political philosophy is being dictated by criminals. That's hard to deal with.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
As we wait for the tight-lipped special prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald to end breathless Beltway speculation, the Bush administration has already entered what will be familiar to any follower of Zippergate, the five stages of political grief. 1. Denial. While his response lacked the Clinton-esque flair of, I did not have sex with that woman, when asked in September 2003 whether he had any knowledge of or participated in leaking the name of a CIA agent, Karl Rove said, no. Anger. According to a recent article, Bush is frustrated, sometimes angry, lashing out at his staff. Bargaining. While we don't yet know who has or will cut a deal, early indications are that novelist Scooter Libby is being set up as the fall guy. That leaves us with depression and acceptance to follow. In the meantime, we get to enjoy the hypocrisy of listening to Republicans run through the Clinton playbook, referring to the investigation as the criminalization of politics and smearing the special prosecutor. It's a veritable nostalgia fest. I'm Katrina VandenHeuvel from The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Sorry I'm late. Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What'd you do? Botox? A young boyfriend?
No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Oh,
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Former House Republican leader Tom DeLay will return to court next Tuesday in Texas for a hearing on whether the judge assigned to handle his trial should be removed. DeLay's attorney said the Texas Republican would attend the hearing in Austin because he wants to be involved in every facet of the case. Defendants are required to appear at hearings unless a waiver is signed. No waiver was sought. DeLay stepped aside as the number two Republican leader in the House after he was indicted September 28th on conspiracy charges arising out of the investigation into campaign fundraising in 2002 election races for the state legislature in Texas. And he was indicted again 5 days later on money laundering charges. Meanwhile, Tom DeLay notified House officials today that he failed to disclose all contributions to his legal defense fund as required by congressional rules. That fund is currently paying DeLay's legal bills in the campaign finance investigation in Texas and in the federal investigation of Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff. DeLay wrote House officials that he started an audit and it found over $20,000 contributed in the years 2000 and 2001 to the defense report were not reported anywhere. An additional $17,000 included in the defense fund's quarterly report, but not in the annual report. House rules require quarterly reports of donations and expenditures by all lawmakers' legal defense funds. Pakistan officials are begging the world to provide additional aid. Temperatures are plunging, and they say millions of lives are in jeopardy. Hospitals already seeing an increase in the number of patients. A UN humanitarian worker says catastrophe looms large. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan told a donors' conference in Switzerland, "We meet today to prevent a second shockwave of deaths and to prevent further suffering." Nearly 80,000 people were killed in the quake. The federal grand jury looking into the leak of a CIA operative's identity adjourned for the day with no indictments announced. Justice Department official says there won't be any today. The panel met for 3 hours with special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald, who is finishing up his 2-year criminal investigation. An indictment could accuse one or more aides of the Bush administration of breaking a law barring the intentional unmasking of an undercover CIA officer. Harriet Myers getting an idea of what she'll be grilled on during the confirmation hearings for her Supreme Court nomination. The Senate Judiciary Committee will ask her about the war on terror and whether she can be impartial when it comes to George Bush. The preview questions contained in a letter from Committee Chairman Republican Arlen Specter. In that letter, Chairman Specter tells Harriet Myers to expect many questions about Congress's ability to declare war versus the President's ability to send troops into battle. This is Air America Radio News.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop.
If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man, I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know, the swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Now my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry, one of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Welcome back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Now, the sound bites that we played for you of Bush talking about, can you do that one, Kathy, where he's talking about we know how to work with the money. What did he say? We know how to handle the money. What was that?
I met with the leader of the House and the Senate today, and we're working on a plan for pushing significant reductions in mandatory and discretionary spending. Both houses are making progress toward cuts that will show the American people we're capable of being wise about the money.
All right. Being wise about the money, our good friend over at TV News Lies, Reg, sent this to me. You want to know how they're being wise about the money, what they're talking about cutting? Student loans, health care for Medicaid recipients and Medicare, food stamps, money for foster care. Cutting what they're doing, the ideas they have are going to tamper with trade policy, prescription drug reimbursements, agriculture price supports, the future of welfare. This is what the Washington Post said today. The rash of spending that followed Hurricane Katrina 2 months ago has emboldened conservatives. They're not conservatives. They're Nazis. To push for cuts far beyond what Congress could agree to in a budget blueprint in the spring. John Boehner, is that how you say his name, Boehner, Republican from Ohio? I don't know. Boehner, that's kind of funny, isn't it? Representative John Boehner, a Republican from Ohio, said, listen, we're broke, let's face it. He's the chairman of the House Education and Workforce Committee. He's decided to go after pension protection, money for pension protection and student loan programs. A woman who is a custodian for the Orleans Parish School District said, I can't believe that some people in Washington think that after a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is to unleash a Category 5 hurricane on working people. This woman she rode out Katrina in her car, spent the aftermath in the Superdome, and now has no job. The Post is reporting the House Ways and Means Committee, controlled by Republicans, everything's controlled by Republicans, will begin drafting legislation that would save about $8 billion over 5 years, eight times what the panel was talking about in the spring. In order to do this, the chairman, Bill Thomas, Republican of California, you know that thug, would cut back federal aid to state child support enforcement programs, limit federal payments to foster care families, cut welfare payments to the disabled. He would also eliminate a politically popular trade rule that directs money collected on some imports to companies disadvantaged by unfair foreign trade practices. Instead, the money will go to the federal government, taking it away from workers and companies who are trying to employ those workers who've been just had the hell kicked out of them by Bush's agreements with foreign trading partners. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the cut in the child support enforcement aid that they're talking about will result in a five-year drop in collections of $6 billion. Charles Rangel of New York, Democrat, and the Ways and Means Committee ranking Democrat, said they are now proposing policies that will cut child support payments to single mothers who are struggling to provide for their children. These filthy sons of bitches. And a lot of you people wonder why I use the marginally crappy language that I use. These people just infuriate me. I swear, it's a good thing our studio is here in Decatur, because if we were in D.C., if we were in Washington, you know, when you're in New York, when you're in the city, and you're in Manhattan, you walk down the street, you see famous people, movie stars, Broadway stars all the time, right? And it's like, ho-hum. I remember one time some friends and I were at a sidewalk cafe up on Amsterdam, and Baryshnikov walked in and sat down and ordered whatever he ordered, you know, and I'm sitting there going, and my friends are going, oh, get over it, you know. In D.C., it's politicians. You know, you go into a restaurant, go to the bathroom to wash your hands, there's Charles Hagel standing there zipping up his fly. So it's a good thing I'm not there, because when I read this stuff and when I talk about this stuff and I think about how much I loathe these people and what they're doing, what these Republicans are doing, they offer billions of dollars of subsidies to the oil industry, the GD oil industry, that is showing billions and billions and billions of dollars of profit. And they still get subsidies. They're given money out of your pocket and my pocket and the pockets of mothers who wait for that child support check to come in. All these filthy, filthy people. Dear God. They've got to be taken out of office. They have to be. Oh my, there I go again. Washington Post says equally controversial will be cuts to the growth of Medicaid under consideration in the House Energy and Commerce Committees. The committee's plan to be formally drafted tomorrow would slice $3 billion from the Medicaid prescription drug payment and $6 billion from other parts of the program. Medicaid, the poorest of the poor in this country. You filthy bastards. You filthy bastards. So people who are on Medicaid who get glucophage for their diabetes, go on. Let them die, right? Let their livers swell up and burst. You don't care, do you? Oh, you pigs. Ah, you filthy pigs. You filthy pigs. I can't read any more of this. Thanks to Reg over at TVNewsLies.org. So this is, can you play that soundbite one more time about Georgie there working with the leaders of the House and the Senate, the ones that are, I thought they were all under some sort of indictment or investigation, but what the hell?
I met with the leader of the House and the Senate today, and we're working on a plan for pushing significant reductions in mandatory and discretionary spending.
You bastard.
Both houses are on progress, making progress toward cuts that'll show the American people we're capable of being wise about the money.
Yeah, yeah, you are. Oh, you filthy little man. The company in Caledonia, Michigan, that fired the woman because she took an afternoon off to say goodbye to her husband who was going over to Iraq. You want their phone number? Benefit Management Administrators Incorporated. You want their phone number? I have it. Marla, I think it was Marla, sent it to me. And you want the guy's name? Clark Galloway. We gave her sufficient time to get her ass back to work. I added the her ass. We gave her sufficient time to get back to work. Clark Galloway, Vice President of Operations for Benefit Management, told the Grand Rapids Press. Clark Galloway is a guy you may want to leave a message with. You may want to call him up and say, you know, we appreciate your patriotism. This 45-year-old man has got to go to Iraq and fight the terrorists, or you'll be fighting them in the streets of Caledonia, Michigan. Right? Here's his phone number, 616-891 1984. Isn't that appropriate? 616-891-1984. And his name is Clark. You can call him by his first name, I'm sure. I would imagine tomorrow, Kathy, when I get up, I want to call Clark and thank him for firing this bitch who had the temerity to take the morning off after seeing her husband off. You know, she's got three children and three grandchildren. All six of them ought to go over to Iraq and fight in the streets and guard the convoys, because if we don't do it there, we're going to have to do it in, I don't know, Decatur, Georgia, right? Once again, his name is Clark, and his phone number is 616-891-1984. Filthy, 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 filthy human being. Akor writes in, I grew up on Staten Island and lived there for 30 years and have lived in Vermont for many years now. Staten Island lost so many people, firefighters and policemen, on 9/11. I think that because of this tremendous loss, they truly bought the idea of Bush and Company going after those terrorists. I personally feel that this administration not only stood down on that day, but did treasonous things leading to that horrific event. I go to New York City every year to participate in ceremonies commemorating those who lost their lives and all the heroes. It is so hard for so many of the family members who lost loved ones to even begin to see the truth about what may have really happened and how horribly they were betrayed by the very leaders they still honor and support.
No one seems to care. We moved our plants to Haiti and now we have to move from there. They're clamoring for more than a dollar a day from Malaysia to Mexico. At that rate, pretty soon, there'll be no place for us to go. Bosses of the world, unite. Don't just sit there, fight, fight, fight. Don't be trampled by the masses. They think they can kick our ass.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Literacy in math, the ability to read and write. So I can watch
you with them breathe. Oh, Jesus. 21 past the hour. We're getting very close to taking your phone calls. So for you folks who've been on hold, just let me do a couple of emails here because you folks are sending us some great emails tonight. This is from Darren. Mike, thank you for your remarks about us Staten Island Islanders. I listen nearly every night with glee and bells on my toes. That's what it says. You make my night a simple joy. Please do not forget to remind everybody that we Staten Islanders, that here in Staten Island, we are the home of the dead victims of the September 11th attack, for they are buried in the Staten Island dump in the form of ashes. If there is a God, please save us. Yeah, I hear you, Darren. From Rich, Reading, PA had about 150 Patriots at the vigil. I got the finger three times. I asked if they wanted more soldiers killed. Windows quickly closed. Yeah. From GJ, just a note to let you know that 20 concerned citizens stood at a busy intersection in South Bend, Indiana on this chilly October night to remember the 2,000 dead. 40 of them were from Indiana. Their names were read, and surprisingly, the local television media covered the event. In the 2 hours we stood there, literally hundreds of motorists honked in support, while those in opposition rolled down their windows to shout epithets or obscenities. They were definitely in the minority. We invoked Cindy Sheehan and hoped that those honking would express their opposition with more than just car horns. With some luck, perhaps the age of anticipation is drawing to a close. That's from GJ. And from Frank, Mike, I listened to your show for the first time last night. It was great to hear someone who doesn't pull any punches. I must, however, take exception to you referring to Bill Frist as a Tennessee hillbilly. I happen to be a Tennessee hillbilly. I know many Tennessee hillbillies. Tennessee hillbillies are friends of mine. Bill Frist is no Tennessee hillbilly. Allow me to say this in hillbilly. Tennessee hillbillies don't cotton to no dirty, lying, thieving, blank-blanking SOB like Bill Frist. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, Frank. From Angus, writing from Canada, he says, your president has an interesting proposal in only training people for jobs that actually exist. Referring to that soundbite in the junior colleges. Up here in Canada, we'll wait and see. I am 3 years into a 4-year degree in hyperspace drive motivator maintenance and don't want my work to be wasted. Angus. P.S. I wonder if a hyperspace drive could be adapted to run on corn. Or soybeans. Last one. Last email. This is from R. Mike, I can't tell. This is about the therapy thing I was talking about. Mike, I can't tell you how close Air America, and your show in particular, fulfill exactly a therapy niche for me. I'm a 52-year-old semi-truck owner-operator with 30 years in the business and have become semi-suicidal over the past 14 years listening to the idiots I work around support the politics and policy that have caused literally thousands of them to lose their asses, all the while making it almost impossible for the rest of us to just hold on. Listening to you and the rest of the Air America team has given me whatever it is that I've needed to keep from stomping the ass off every one of these idiots I run across until I was either stuck in a hole in the ground or was carted off to some sort of a one-way trip to an institution with no exit. God, thank you, R. R, well, good. I'm glad we keep you from stomping the ass off of people, because, yeah, that'll get you in jail real quick. That'll get you in jail real quick. Last one. This was a Democratic Underground last night by one of their posters, Gumby, referring to, we were talking about this pig, Neil Bortz, slimeball, who suggested that Katrina victims, who are one in particular who's still living in a motel here, had her life destroyed in New Orleans, that she should get off her ass and get out and become a prostitute, become a whore, in order to support herself so she's not on the public dole. That's so typically Bortz. Bortz is just a pig, just an absolute pig. Anyway, Gumby posted at Democratic Underground, and somebody sent it to us. Bortz has that right-wing look. You know, that undeveloped thing, like they clawed their way out of the womb before they were fully cooked. It's that adult embryo look. Think Roger Ailes, Rush Limbaugh, Karl Rove, Gary Bauer. Wonder what function their wives provide. Oh, God. Yeah, that is so true. I never thought of it. The adult embryo look. Yeah, like some sort of a demonic presence that clawed its way out of the mama's womb in order to come out and start eating human flesh. I know what you mean. That's from Gumby, a Democratic Underground. All right. Quick break. When we come back, let's do some phone calls. I think we have two open lines here. The phone number is 866-303-2270.
Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Stuck in the middle with you.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Ever get the feeling that our representatives in Congress are up to more harm than good? This week, Mother Jones Radio presents the Diddley Awards, a salute to congressional incompetence and idiocy. Senator Rick Santorum made the cut by comparing Democrats to Nazis for wanting to use the filibuster. Representative James Sensenbrenner also made the list. He shut down hearings on the Patriot Act after Democrats dared to criticize the act, declaring the meeting irrelevant and turning off the microphones. The Diddley Awards couldn't come at a more appropriate time. Last week, the House used their valuable time to ban lawsuits against gun manufacturers and fast food chains. It was a shameless bow to the fast food and gun industry. But then again, for the Congress that used Terry Schiavo for political gain, nothing seems too shameless anymore. Find out more this week on Mother Jones Radio, streamable online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Ah! I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot! You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot!
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. the anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
We're not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes. It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Younger worker out there, you're now looking at more people retiring,
who will be living longer, and those you have to keep paying more monthly benefits over time, who've been promised greater monthly benefits.
Well, let's just kill them. 26 before the hour. Okay, what was it that you saw, Kathy, on the scroll on the bottom of MSNBC monitor you've got tuned in out there?
That indictments were likely, or actually didn't say indictments, it's a final decision on Friday in the Valerie Plame case. And also that Rove's lawyers, I believe the quote was, scrambling furiously to avoid him the embarrassment of perjury charges.
Ah, so the Washington Post is, MSNBC says the Washington Post is reporting that Rove's attorneys are scrambling furiously to quash or avoid or somehow cut a deal to avoid perjury charges against Rove. It's beginning to look a lot like Fitzmas everywhere you go. Doody doody dee do dee do do. All right, let's do some phone calls here. And again, we appreciate the patience for folks who have been holding on. Troy, let's start with Troy, who's calling in from Montreal. Troy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
First off, I just want to say your show is fantastic. It's finally great to hear American media that is not just a bunch of BS.
Yeah, I agree with you. With Air America Radio Network, I've found something now I can listen to during the day, too, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, and one quick other thing about your show. I also appreciate the fact that you're one of the few places that actually covers union and labor issues. And
yeah.
That's something that is incredibly, incredibly hard to find nowadays.
Yeah, that has to do with where I was brought up and how I was brought up. But, yeah, you're right. You don't hear too much coverage of that anymore.
Yeah, and my last comment is just, despite the fact that, unfortunately, you do have a few good sources such as Air America, after Katrina, you saw those few little glimmers of hope in mainstream media where you had a few reporters who, you know, became human and reported the story. And, well, I think in the past month it's been pretty obvious that mainstream is just a complete and utter failure.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Red Sea parted for a few moments and then it came washing back in and all the Egyptians were drowned, right?
Yeah, and I mean, every time I turn on the TV, it just has reverted to the same nonsense celebrity dribble. And I mean, Katrina, it was covered for about a week. You had this really good coverage on it. They were looking at issues, and now it's just gone back to nothing, silly, stupid weatherman standing in hurricanes and getting knocked over.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thanks, Troy. I appreciate you checking in. Sarah, you were on hold for so long. Call again sometime, okay?
All right, not a problem.
All right, sir, take care. Marge. Oh my God, Marge is calling. We thought you died and went to Chicago.
I've been going through somewhat of a rough patch, but being a tough old broad that I am.
Are you okay? No, seriously, Marge. We had a lot of people. I started getting emails from people saying, "Where's Marge? What have I done with you?" Where really concerned? Like what happened?
Well, like I said, I've been going through a rough patch, and I don't really want to get into all that on the air. But it.
Are you okay?
I'm fighting my way through.
Are you okay now?
Well, not totally. I still got a fight on my hands. So.
All right.
I needed your therapy tonight. I needed your voice.
Well, is it coming through okay? I mean,
yeah, oh yeah. Hey, listen, a couple of things before I fade back into oblivion for a while.
You can't fade back into oblivion for a while because it really upsets your fan club.
God love them. I truly, I wish I had a computer so I could read the stuff that they're talking about. And it's so nice to know that people worry about me. I can't tell you how much I mean that, especially tonight.
Well, I wish, I understand and I respect your privacy. We respect everybody's privacy on this program. I just wish that there was some way you could talk about it because there are a lot of people out there who really over the years that you've been calling. whatever program I've done, and Marge, we go back to WLS, we go back 7, 8, 9 years ago, you really have a lot of folks who respect you and because of the things you say. So I wish there was some way, and I don't know what the problem is. Maybe.
Well,
And it's okay. No. I don't want you to say anything you don't want to say. It's just
maybe later, but
okay.
Not right now. Just
okay.
Their thoughts and prayers are with me, and boy, do I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that then.
But what I did want to tell you before I go away, you know, besides your therapy, you know that Medicare Plan D book that they sent out a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I know about it. Yeah, I know. I know it. I didn't get one yet because I'm not quite there yet, Marge.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I want one.
You kid, you.
I know. I'm still wet behind the ears. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's the one.
Did you know there was a printing error in the back of the book where all the charts are?
No.
Yeah. Well, warn people.
What's the printing error?
I don't know exactly. I saw an article in the Chicago Tribune about 2 weeks ago when it was just before it came out, before I got my copy, because I'm an old hag, like, you know, I'm older than you are. And I says, isn't that nice? You know, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you, and I put out a book that's supposed to tell you all the rules and regulations and what you're supposed to do to apply for Plan D Medicare, which nobody knows what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
Ask somebody, and they won't be able to tell you. Worth a diddly damn. And they send you out this 106-page booklet, and son of my gun, they didn't proofread the damn thing.
Does it tell you to do things, or it just doesn't make any sense?
One of the things in there, especially for poor folk, you know, that says that any of these programs you can qualify for, well, it's wrong. There's only certain ones, about 40% of them,
mm-hmm.
that you can qualify for. And not have to pay added premium or get screwed, you know, farther down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing I came across someplace else was that, you know, everybody's telling you, you got to do it now, you got to do it now. And I was hearing somebody, now I won't guarantee this because, you know, what the hell, they're from the government too.
Sure.
But it says like April or May 15th, I forget, is the actual deadline to sign up for this without penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, call Social Security, you know, bug the hell out of them if you can get through, or call your congressman and find out what the hell the actual deadline is.
Have you ever seen a more incompetent administration, no matter what they do, Marge?
No.
Unbelievable. To send out a Medicare booklet that's going to go to people, present company accepted, you and me, we don't count here, but a lot of older folks are kind of addled. They you know, they're in their declining years.
How are they
supposed to figure out what this thing says?
In the article, I mean, I don't have one because I can't afford one, but in the article, one of the things it says the seniors to do is to go to your computer. It's corrected on the computer.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, can you imagine them wading through a homepage on Social Security, something dot Medicare, whatever the hell they had, PlanD.gov,
no.
and trying to figure out where the hell they could find it?
No.
Scrolling through all those pages?
No, I couldn't.
You know, Mike, I cannot find language vile enough to describe these a-holes. I swear to God.
I hear you, Marge.
Oh, and now on to more fun and games. This is something that's kind of important because it's affecting a lot of people. Every time I read about General Motors and their pension plan and United Airlines and their pension plan, I want to climb the wall. There is it's a little book. It's, I don't know, not even 200 pages, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pensions in Crisis.
Right.
It's written by Karen Ferguson and Kate Blackwell. I forget which one, but one of them worked for one of the Federal Reserve systems or a banking system or whatever, and she knows her stuff. Now, you would think, that all the pensions would be supervised, whatever, in one branch of the government.
And you would be wrong if you thought that.
Wrong. And that's one of the beautiful things about this little book. It has, in blocked out black ink on different pages. If you've got this kind of a pension, if, that, and there's all different kinds, there's half a dozen or more, which branch of the government you go to check on and verify the status of your particular pension plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I was hanging on, and I wanted to get that out to your friends. And
What's the name of the book?
Pensions in Crisis.
Pensions in Crisis.
And it's written by Karen Ferguson and Kate Blackwell.
Now, you're talking about a book that people can buy at a bookstore or...
Well, they might have to order it because it's been out for about 10 years. I know they can get it at the library.
Okay. Okay. Pensions in Crisis.
Right.
Okay. What else you got tonight?
When I was listening to your tape from Bunny Pants, did my ears deceive me, or somewhere along the line, did he say the phrase, inadequate bureaucracy?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Kathy, have you got it handy?
It was something about bureaucracy, and I swear to God he said inadequate bureaucracy, and I thought, well, isn't that interesting?
Well, all right. Hold on. You want to play it, Kathy? Hold on, Marge. Listen.
I've traveled this country, and I've been to community colleges all over that are doing a fantastic job by giving the people the skills for the jobs which actually exist. We've got programs out of the Labor Department that simplifies the job training programs, that diversifies them, and that streamlines them from their inadequate bureaucracies.
All right, got it. That's what you were talking about, right?
Did I hear him right? Did he say inadequate, or what kind of bureaucracy?
Yeah, he said inadequate, yeah.
He is so full of crap, it's a wonder his eyes aren't dark brown.
Marge, I'll talk to you later on.
Take care, my friend. It was good hearing you.
All right.
And
you got to call us back, but I'll try to get in touch with you off the air.
I appreciate it.
You take care. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I saw the boss come walking down along the factory line, saying, boys, we have to tighten up our belts. But he didn't look any thinner than he did a year ago, and I wonder just how hungry that man felt. He knows it ain't hard to get along with somebody else's troubles. They don't make him lose any sleep at night.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you watch your money grow, you know it compounds over time, which means money grows and grows bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, my God. They're like magic beans. You throw them out the window, and it just grows and grows. And then you can climb up it. From Abby. 80 of us stood with candles and signs from dusk to dark at the edge of the main drag through Blue Hill, Maine. We stood in front of a memorial that has been in continuous development for many months. It consists of a large front lawn full of small white flags, one for each of the Americans killed in this illegal war. Among the topics we discussed was that nobody demonstrating, either here or elsewhere, is getting their head busted yet. So we cannot claim but a small fragment of the courage shown by the leaders of the civil rights movement. I commend for your listeners the DVD called The Peace Patriots, available from Turning Tide Productions. Google it. It documents the activities of peace activists in Western Massachusetts, and comes with built-in rights for public showing. The Peace Patriots, Turning Tide Productions. Thanks, Abby. Okay. Jim is calling from Hallandale Beach in, where is that, in Florida? Jim?
Yes.
Yeah, in Florida. Hey, Jim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Yeah, we just had a Hurricane Wilma through here, so I'm actually sitting in the dark by candlelight.
Yeah, I heard something about that. Now, wait a second. You're sitting in the dark in Jeb Bush's state? I thought everything was prepared.
Yeah, really prepared. We haven't seen a FEMA truck at all. And then I think we're not getting the news because we have no electricity, of course. But I understand the FEMA director or the secretary of
Homeland Security?
Homeland Security was in Opa-locka and making a big speech about how wonderful Jeb Bush is doing, coordinating all the efforts here.
Well, let me tell you what I've seen on the CBS and ABC News and NBC and CNN. Lines of people on the east coast of Florida, lines that are miles long,
yes,
trying to get a bag of ice,
yes,
and a couple of jugs of water. Gas stations are loaded with gas, but there's no power to run the pumps.
No.
And people are starting to freak and get pissed off.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. And the only the two gas stations out of an entire county area that are open, people are waiting in line and they're running out of gas while they're waiting in line.
Yeah.
And they're pushing their cars on major highways to get into the gas stations. It's unbelievable. And then from what I understand, I listened to the news tonight, and our dear governor scolded us because...
Yeah, I saw that on television. Boy, that takes a lot of... Oops, that takes a lot of... what's the word, quick, Kathy, that I can use here? That takes a lot of gumption.
Yeah, he scolded us because we had 72 hours to get ready and to supply ourselves.
Yeah, and you didn't do it. You didn't build your own gas station.
I didn't get my generator in time.
What the hell's wrong with you? You didn't. You don't have a generator to haul down to the Citgo and run the pumps. Oh, the brass of these people!
And this guy's going to get glossed over because he's the thug's brother. And you know, I mean, this is a smaller but same version of Katrina. I mean, the people are suffering down here because there is mm-hmm. no power, none.
Well, I also...
You can't even flush your toilets. I mean, it's terrible.
I got some bad news for you, if it's true, Jim. I also heard on the news tonight there was a spokeswoman for, what is it, the Florida Electric Power, FEP,
yeah.
Said it may be weeks...
November 15th.
Before the power's back. Well, what the hell?
But they don't want to put underground wiring down here because the infrastructure is too expensive.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, exactly. It's November 15th. I don't know how people are going to survive there. It's going to be mayhem. It really will.
Well, you know what is really terrible? Florida has the largest retiree population in the country. I saw tonight on television something like 5 million people who live in the state of Florida mm-hmm. are 65 or older. A lot of those folks are on different sorts of physical support systems and need things like a dialysis or it's just, you know, amazing to me. People that have home systems that assist in keeping them alive.
Maintaining
their lives. Yeah. It's astonishing. It's
it really
just
is.
I have never, ever in my life seen not just such a corrupt family as the Bush family, but such an incompetent gang of outlaws in my life. I've never seen anything like
never.
This.
And it stretches from Washington, D.C., all the way down to the Florida Keys. It's unbelievable. It's just, he scolded us. I, when I heard that on the news, oh, my God. Finally, you were on tonight because one of the sister stations had hurricane coverage the last three nights, so I haven't been able to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard that, and I heard that on Randy Rhodes, too, I thought, oh, my God, he's scolding us. I'm not ready.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, Jim, I don't know how you're going to do it, but stay in touch, okay?
I will. I'm listening to you every night. Keep up the great work, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Take it easy. You know, I hate saying take it easy to somebody who's dealing with darkness and Bush family incompetence, you know, while I'm sitting someplace where the lights are on. All right. We're taking a break here. We'll come back and get back to your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What you do? Botox? A young boyfriend?
No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur-Pressure Relieving Material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Former House Republican leader Tom DeLay will return to court next Tuesday in Texas for a hearing on whether the judge assigned to handle his trial should be removed. DeLay's attorney said the Texas Republican would attend the hearing in Austin because he wants to be involved in every facet of the case. Defendants are required to appear at hearings unless a waiver is signed. No waiver was sought. DeLay stepped aside as the number two Republican leader in the House after he was indicted September 28th on conspiracy charges arising out of the investigation into campaign fundraising in 2002 election races for the state legislature in Texas. He was indicted again 5 days later on money laundering charges. Meanwhile, Tom DeLay notified House officials today that he failed to disclose all contributions to his legal defense fund as required by congressional rules. That fund is currently paying DeLay's legal bills in the campaign finance investigation in Texas and in the federal investigation of Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff. DeLay wrote House officials that he started an audit and it found over $20,000 contributed in the years 2000 and 2001 to the defense report were not reported anywhere. An additional $17,000 included in the defense fund's quarterly report, but not in the annual report. House rules require quarterly reports of donations and expenditures by all lawmakers' legal defense funds. Pakistan officials are begging the world to provide additional aid. Temperatures are plunging, and they say millions of lives are in jeopardy. Hospitals already seeing an increase in the number of patients. A UN humanitarian worker says catastrophe looms large. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan told a donors' conference in Switzerland, "We meet today to prevent a second shockwave of deaths and to prevent further suffering." Nearly 80,000 people were killed in the quake. The federal grand jury looking into the leak of a CIA operative's identity adjourned for the day with no indictments announced. Justice Department officials says there won't be any today. The panel met for 3 hours with special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald, who is finishing up his 2-year criminal investigation. An indictment could accuse one or more aides of the Bush administration of breaking a law barring the intentional unmasking of an undercover CIA officer. Harriet Myers getting an idea of what she'll be grilled on during the confirmation hearings for her Supreme Court nomination. The Senate Judiciary Committee will ask her about the war on terror and whether she can be impartial when it comes to George Bush. The preview questions contained in a letter from committee chairman Republican Arlen Specter. In that letter, Chairman Specter tells Harriet Myers to expect many questions about Congress's ability to declare war versus the president's ability to send troops into battle. This is Air America Radio News.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591. But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Somebody just sent this to me, and I'm not sure who it is. Blue Meanie? Blue Meanie? This is from Letterman Show the other night. Let's begin this hour with this, and then we're going to go right to your phone calls. Top 10 ways to cheer up George W. Bush. Number 10, a fully loaded Tex-Mex fixins bar at every cabinet meeting. Number 9, use wacky sound effects for weekly radio addresses. Number 8, replace the Oval Office bust of Theodore Roosevelt with a bust of Kenny Rogers. Number 7, remind him it's only 6 weeks until the Dukes of Hazzard comes out on DVD. Number 6, talk to him about things he holds dear, health, family, shady Halliburton contracts. Number 5 of the top 10 ways to cheer up George W. Bush, speechwriters sprinkle the occasional, you might be a redneck if, joke. 4, 2 words, free gum. Number 3, get Air Force One pimped. Number 2, surprise him with invasion plans for every country on earth. And the number one way... To cheer up George W. Bush, remind him in a few years, Iraq will be Hillary's mess. All right, let's go back to phone calls here. Chris is calling from Lewisville, Texas. Chris, welcome to the program. Hey, Chris.
Hey, a little bit confused here. I was wondering if you could help me out. I'm getting ready to open up something here called the George Bush Library. The local college is here having a urinating contest to see who can have the longest money stream and get this George Bush Library, which, you know, those words just don't sound good in a sentence. This guy can't even read.
Well, at least you won't have a space problem, will you? I mean, just two books, one of which is the Bible.
Right.
So it seems to me it should go fairly well down there.
What's the other book, Mein Kampf?
I think so. It could be, or else the Sears catalog.
That'd be probably a little too tough for him to read.
Yeah, but that has great pictures in it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm real anxious for the Bush Museum, too. Those exhibits should be real interesting.
You know what's intriguing to me, since, you know, I don't know how many people remember, but one of the first things Bush did when he illegally assumed power in the 2001 was to sign an executive order that removes from public scrutiny everything. Every single piece of paper generated in his administrations, every single piece of paper generated in the Clinton administrations that haven't gone to the Clinton Library, everything generated in his Pappy's administration. So what the hell are they going to put in a Bush presidential library? I mean, I'm serious. What could they possibly put in it?
Well, if they wanted to concentrate on the truth, that'd be a completely different story. There'd be volumes and volumes that we could put in there about depleted uranium and dead children, exploding pregnant mothers, and
that's very true. But that's negative stuff. That's liberal nonsense.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? The truth is such liberal nonsense.
Mm.
God, it's a real good thing. You know, myself being an atheist, Mike, I'm really glad there's no such thing as the spirit of a living Jesus Christ, because these guys would all be doomed. These guys would be going straight to hell for their heads to be used as soccer balls by
that, that's true, after Satan pinched him off. Chris, good to hear from you, sir. Take care, and let me know when they open the Bush Library. I'd love to come down and read the book. Jack is calling from Portland, Maine. Jack, welcome to the program.
Howdy, Mike. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
My pleasure, sir. It beats being unemployed.
Hey, Jack, did you just say,
I'll be damned. You know, I've heard that people in Maine say that, and I've never heard
a maniac.
I've never heard a real maniac say that. Yep. I love that. Thank you, Jack. Thank you. Made my night. Now.
All right. Well, anyways, I'm what I called about. There was about they had a vigil at Monument Square tonight.
Now, where's that?
It's right in the center. That's right in the center of Portland.
Portland,
I call it from South Portland, which is a separate city from Portland.
Yeah.
And they had a vigil for the 2001 dead soldiers in Iraq, and you know, and nobody's even counting the what the numbers are in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was maybe 100 or 150 people showed up. It was some of the city officials showed up to pay their respects. They stood there and, you know, respect for some of the 2,000 dead soldiers.
Well, that's good. That's
and
good to hear.
The officials happened to be wearing blue uniforms, but they did show up respectfully, and yeah. They're all you know. So this is a pretty good city. But anyways, what I called about was last night you listed all these torture chambers over there, Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, et cetera, you know, a bunch of them.
Yes.
You left out one of the most important ones. This is the Cumberland County Sheriff's Department up here in Portland, Maine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They guarantee. They do Senator Snow's office, Congressman Allen's office, Senator Kennedy's office, Sheriff Dion's office, they all know about it. And it's guaranteed. It's going on there, and I can't be the only one that walked out of there with 8 broken ribs and kidney damage and pulmonary damage.
Now, wait a minute. You got beaten up?
I got tortured. I had a Cumberland County Sheriff's officer over my left shoulder and one over my right shoulder on May 17th of 2003, in cell number 289 Foxtrot. I remember the numbers because of 289 Ford.
Well, why were you there to begin with, Jack?
All right, it was about 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I believe it was, and I had just gotten to work, and I got bagged. I was on private property. My car was shut off. Three police cars come down the road out of nowhere, and next thing, I'm in handcuffs for an OUI. And I have never, about 25 years ago, I was riding shotgun with a friend of mine who got bagged for an OUI at .08, and I saw the hassle he went through, and I said, I'm never going to have one beer and drive after this, and that was my policy.
So no, wait, they picked you up for driving under the influence and took you to jail and tortured you?
Yes, yes.
Well, have you filed a lawsuit against
Well, like I said, I notified Senator Snowe's office, Congressman Allen's office, Senator Kennedy's office, and
why don't you sue him, Jack?
I can't get a lawyer to pick up the case.
Oh my God! You had to live here in Atlanta. You'd have 30 lawyers.
I went over to the Maine Civil Liberties Union at 401 Cumberland Avenue.
Well, no, they only take cases involving constitutional violations. And a drunk driving charge, I don't think is.
As far as the OUI, this is. I just said, hey, no low contendere. You know, the judge was impressed by my Latin, but you know, like.
I'm sorry. I thought that was French. Yeah, it is Latin. Yeah, you're right. It is Latin. I should know. I took 2 years Latin.
Hey, yeah. Anyways.
All right, well, listen, Jack, let me know how it goes. Send me an email. Let me know how it goes. I'm sorry to hear that you had that kind of an experience. You know, torture is torture, whether it happens in Portland, Maine, or Abu Ghraib. Best of luck, Jack. I'm sorry all that crap happened. Pat is calling from Milwaukee. Pat, welcome to the program. Pat, just enough time to say welcome to the program. Get you to hold on a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Another joyless hill on down the road to somewhere. I got a code, you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. No, you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Past the hour. Back to Pat, who has called in from Milwaukee. Pat, thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going fine, sir.
Great listening to you. You have a great show.
Thank you.
You have a Mike and Marge show. Anyway, one of the things I, basically what I called about is we have to just be careful not to, I mean, I don't trust anything anymore. We have to be careful not to, open our Fitzmas presents too early.
Yeah, I hear that.
Because if the charges are rather lightweight, then the most we can expect is for them to just resign and drive off into the sunset and enjoy their comfortable lives. And I'm afraid that's going to happen.
I don't know what to guess right now. I really don't. We've been talking on this program for the past 4 years that we are operating in this country now under the single most corrupt administration ever put together. It is literally a crime family. It is literally a crime family. All of these bastards should be jailed for all sorts of charges, whether it's war profiteering, whatever high crimes and misdemeanors are defined as now. I think taking us into a war under false pretenses would certainly qualify. They belong in prison, every one of them. I don't know what's going to happen either. I don't believe that we ricochet from day to day here, Pat, with pretending like the country is somehow being governed. I think the United States of America right now is kind of rocking and rolling along on its own. There's nobody watching the store. The sons of bitches have come in and stripped the shelves in the store absolutely bare. They put us in debt, in hock. They've ruined our reputation, what remained of it, and they're liars and thieves. Now, I have no idea what Fitzgerald is going to do. I hope it is not a case of minor charges that sends them all scurrying for jobs with the Carlisle Commission when they resign from the Bush crime family. So,
and even if they all resign, this is just another Republican takeover anyway, right?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping the American public will please, dear God, or cloud being, please wake up, American public, and in 2006 put Democrats in control just long enough to impeach these bastards, remove them from office, and put Democrats in control. I think the entire world knows, certainly the majority of Americans now understand, how corrupt and vile and degenerate these Bush Republicans are. If the country is going to just absolutely hit a brick wall at 90 miles an hour unless we get rid of these people, and I'm still counting on and hoping for a peaceful legal removal of them from office.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, people need to understand. I know some people do now, but it's not a left-right thing. It's not a Democrat-looking thing. It's a freedom tyranny thing.
And that's
what this is really about, and what kind of country we're going to have, what our kids are going to grow up. I got a 2-year-old little girl, you know, and I'm afraid for her.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm getting older too.
I know.
So, you know. So anyway, we just shouldn't open our presents ahead of time. We'll see what happens, I guess. But you know, I hope people like Cindy Sheehan and the civil unrest program. I hope that has some effect, you know, and
I do too.
Because what else is there? If not that, that doesn't work, then what, you know?
I know. Well, let me just tell you something. I also have a young daughter. I have a daughter 15 months old. The fact that you have a 2-year-old, I have a 15-month-old. A lot of people listen to this program have small children or grandchildren. And every time somebody like you or somebody like me has a child, we are voting for
them.
For the future. We're saying that as bad as things are right now, as evil as it seems to be on this planet, just roiling evil caused by people who say they're Christians, Muslims, and Jews, it's just a roiling sewer of evilness that's just sweeping over this planet. But even with that, when we have children, we're saying now, I think we're going to get out of this. I have to believe we're going to get out of this. Because I don't think you, and I know I damn sure would not want to leave as a legacy for my children or my grandchildren the chaos that this Bush crime family and these religious thugs that now operate in on every continent on earth, what they want to leave. That's not what I want. I'm hoping we'll get past this. Pat, I got to go. Thank you, sir.
It may take some time to turn some of this around, too, you know, and get people caring about the disabled again and the old.
I know. There's all sorts of issues that these warmongering religious bastards have diverted our attention away from. Thanks, Pat. Take care. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lies.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing and natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
This is Larry King.
If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's unbelievable what the strings attached to job training money here in Washington, D.C.
Take a look at the farm again.
A couple more emails from around the country here at the various vigils. We have we've covered just about every region of the country east of the Mississippi, I think. This is from St. Paul, Minnesota. Mike, my two sons and I went to the peace vigil in St. Paul tonight. Approximately 120 of us stood on the St. Paul Capitol steps with our lit candles. We stood in silence or sang a quiet peace song. Some of us had signs saying, support the troops, bring them home now. Or, how many more will die? Some people came with signs saying, impeach Bush, but quickly folded them up and put them away. This was a peaceful and respectful vigil. I noticed a middle-aged man on the other side of the street facing us. He held a sign that said, Veteran for Bush. I wanted to ask him, what are you, an anti-vigil pro-war veteran? Who told you to come here? Was it Sean or Rush? Did they tell you that there would be some peaceniks out tonight that needed an education? Did they tell you to get out there and show those peaceniks who supports the troops? How do you feel now? Do you feel foolish? Did Sean or Rush play you for a chump? Are you going to believe them so easily next time? Had this pro-Bush war veteran come across the street and joined us, we would have welcomed him and thanked him for serving our country. Sadly, this middle-aged veteran left before our vigil was completed. I just hope that we taught him something with our silence and respect. That's from Nancy in Minneapolis. From Rod. Mike, we had about 100 show up here in Daytona Beach for our tribute to our dead warriors perpetrated by the filthy lies from this neo-Nazi regime. The positive responses by way of thumbs up, two-finger peace signs, and the magical sound of honking horns overwhelmingly outnumbered the few ignorant lowlifes that had other forms of negative expressions. We had signs and flags and, of course, lighted candles to honor our wonderful sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, who have given up their precious breaths of life for these disgusting, filthy chicken hawk bastards who are scared of their own neo-conistic shadows. Mike, the tide has turned, and we will survive these thugs, and hopefully we will see Dopey and Grumpy being taken from our White House in shackles and chains. By the way, our separate group here in Volusia County, Florida, meet on a major corner every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 to gather for our pro-peace rally. We are pumped and ready to take back our country and government. Rod. Okay. Phone calls to Aram, who is calling from Tucson. Aram, am I saying your name right?
Yeah, you're pronouncing it right.
All right, welcome to the program.
Which is good, because usually most people mispronounce that, my name, like five or six times before they actually get it right.
Well, it's only four letters in it.
Yeah, well, you can't imagine, Aram. I've actually been called Arm sometimes.
Arm?
Arm, A-R, yeah, and that's when I realized, I'm talking to a moron. I've been on hold for a long time.
Yeah, you have. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. I actually lost what I was going to talk about first, but while you were talking, I just wrote some things down to keep thoughts in my head.
Sure.
First, with the top 10 list of keeping Bush happy, why did Letterman leave out the most important one? And that's 5-8 balls and a case of whiskey. That'll keep Smirky McChimster very happy for a very, very short amount of time.
That's true.
Secondly, with all of the protests that are going on, in fact, there's a big one that's going to be happening on the 2nd, and down here in Tucson, I think nationwide it's going to be happening.
Nationwide, yeah.
Even if 25 people show up, that is 6 times the amount of freepers that'll show up for their rally.
That's true.
That's a good thing.
That's true.
Third thing was that if Marge is still listening, us people at democraticunderground.com, I post there under Sammy Blue, we'd love to get her a computer.
Well,
the offer is still there. If she'd be interested
I know. We went through this one time, and Marge just said no, and she never came up with an explanation, and you don't have to explain. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that completely. And finally, actually, 2 more things. If you want a word, since you can't say the words that you like to say, here's a word us Jews use all the time, chutzpah. Use that word. That's a chutzpah.
No, I like words that are polysyllabic and have lots of consonants in them, lots of K's and R's and you know, a few G's.
Yeah. And finally, I remembered why I called. Listening to your clips of Wonder Boy in action made my head hurt.
Of course.
Really, I mean, all I can think of after listening to his complete destruction of the language that I enjoy, study, and read up on is thinking of Monty Python and their moron brigade. If you ever watched Monty Python when they were on stage with the guys with the shirt with the pants hiked up over their belly button, I can think of is the phrase, "My brain hurts."
You're right.
All I can think of is that, because this man this man has infuriated me to the point that I can't see straight every time I hear him speak.
I know.
You're doing a great job, Mike. I really do appreciate it. The guys at DU are the ones who pointed me in your direction. I listen to your show religiously every night. Thank you so much for being on the air. I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike, for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Aram. I appreciate your comments. You take care. Or is it Arm? Just kidding! Robin is calling from Minnesota. Robin has been holding on forever also. Hey, Robin. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Great. First thing that I was decided to say, since I was listening, somebody was trying to think of another book for his library. How about what was that goat book he had?
The pet goat. Yeah, a couple of people emailed me and said that's the other book, and that's true. That's very true.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out this healthcare system. I was just tested, did a sleep study, and I've got sleep apnea. I stopped breathing 36 times in an hour when I was sleeping.
How many times?
36.
You stopped breathing 36 times an hour?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, and listen, I want you to take 2 aspirin and call me in the morning, all right?
Yeah, okay, if I wake up. My health care paid for the sleep study, but they won't pay for my CPAP machine.
Uh-huh.
So that's our wonderful health care that we have in this great country of ours.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's work on it and see if we can make a change. Robin, thanks for checking in, and I hope the sleep study thing finds a cure for you. I'm not making light of sleep apnea, by the way. I know it leaves people exhausted. Because they don't, and they don't know why. They don't know why. They wake up in the morning, they're exhausted. And it's because of being dragged out of, or prevented from going into REM sleep or deep sleep so many times in a night. Good luck with it, Robin. Paul is calling from Virginia. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
You know, I think people need to remember that
this government decided, not this government, but our government decided in March of 1968 that the Vietnam War couldn't be won. At that point, 28,000 American boys had been killed. Yet we let the war drag on another 5 years, and another 30,000 boys were killed before we pulled out. So there, more Americans died after we decided that we couldn't win the war.
That's right.
Than before we figured that out.
That's right.
And so we have 2,000 dead now. I'm afraid that 5 years from now, we're going to look at the 2,000 as just a small number. And when we have, and it sort of frustrates me when I see Hillary and Chuck Schumer. I don't know if you caught him on Meet the Press this weekend.
Oh, they support, yeah.
He was asked a question by Tim Russert, knowing what you know now, would you still vote for the war? And his answer was yes, and it just boggled my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But unless they're going to, in essence, what they're telling me is that they approve of a pretextual reason to take this country to war.
Yeah.
They think the standard for taking this country to war should be minimal.
Possibly based on lies.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And
well, you know, that email you sent me tonight, you're the one that sent me that email.
Yes.
It was very impressive. As a matter of fact, I write this little mini blog at Air America Radio website every day that kind of details to a slight degree what I'm going to talk about. And your email was very impressive to me. You stated some very simple facts very succinctly. And I'm probably going to incorporate some of what you said and credit you in my little mini blog tomorrow. So go to Air America Radio's website tomorrow anytime after 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and see if it's there. Paul, I got to move on. I appreciate what you said in your email and what you said on the program. Thanks so much for checking in, okay? You take care.
Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Tired of fighting.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sorry I'm late. Hey, look at you. You look good, girl. What'd you do? Botox? A young boyfriend? No, same old face, same old husband. But we did get a new bed.
A new bed did all that?
It's not just any bed. We got the Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's fabulous. I haven't slept this well in years. The Tempur-Pedic molds and contours to every curve of my body, so no more tossing and turning, no more back pain. You know, I wake up feeling great, really refreshed and relaxed.
So why were you late?
I didn't want to get out of that bed.
The extraordinary Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the only bed recommended by more than 25,000 sleep professionals worldwide. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-805-3511 for a better sleep video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-805-3511. It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. 1-800-805-3511.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Thanks to our New York crew for the program tonight, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac, who engineered. D. Neal, our associate producer, handled your phone calls and keeps Kathy on her toes. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch runs WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And again, I invite you to go to MikeMalloy.com and get on the message board. Familiarize yourself with our militant moderators there who will welcome you lovingly and then kick your ass into next week if you act like a bushbot. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Remember now, treason is the reason for the season, and it is beginning to look a lot like Fitzmas. Just hang on. Help is on the way. Tomorrow's Thursday, and we all know what normally follows Thursday, unless the Bush crime family has figured out some way to obliterate it. What follows Thursday is Friday. So we will have some news either tomorrow or Friday. Roy writes from Placidas, New Mexico. Mike, we had about 80 or 90 folks at the busiest intersection in the state of New Mexico during rush hour. Many, many horns honking support. Very few fools. The standard response to the detractors was sign up or shut up. I like that. One of the best signs, flip me off if you're ignorant. Only about 6 police cars monitored us. Roy in Placidas, New Mexico. So we've heard from a lot of folks who participated tonight. Let's see, where's this one from? My friend said he thought it was pointless. Do you know what the point is? The peace vigil? I do it for me. We have a group of about a dozen. We meet every Friday at 5. These same people haven't missed a day since the war started. I get there when I can. It's become the most uplifting time of the week. Feels good to stand with the right kind of people. We don't get flipped off. We don't get flipped off much anymore. Tonight it didn't happen at all. We get peace signs from logging trucks. Tonight we had 38 people. We read the names of the lost. It was spiritual. Forsake not the gathering together of the saints. All right, that's, I don't know, John, where, what city you're talking about, but that's cool. And what else? I guess that's it. Deshaun is calling from Jersey City. Deshaun, welcome to the program.
Mike, for taking my call. It is a pleasure to be on the show.
It's all my pleasure that you called in, Deshaun.
Thank you. I want to congratulate you for hating Bush as much as I do. I think the son of a bitch is a monster.
Ooh, now.
I think he made my life a living hell. I've been trying to get work for 5 years, and because of what this bastard has done, I have not been able to find a job. And now,
What do you do? What are you trying to do, Deshaun?
Just trying to get anything that I can because I'm disabled. I'm visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not too many people who's willing to hire someone who's visually impaired.
Well, that's true. Do you get any kind of aid, federal or state aid, SSI or anything?
Yes, I get disability, but because of the Bush crime family.
They're trying to cut it. They're trying to cut it, Deshaun.
Exactly. That's why I got so scared. I was like, oh, my God, what is this monster doing?
I know. I hear you.
I'm supporting of you all the way. I mean, how can I get you on my television show? I have a television show in Newark in Jersey City. I want you to be on my program. I mean,
I don't know how to do it, Deshaun. If I were in New York, I'd do it, but we're not. We're in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I mean, this guy is a pain in the ass. I mean, what is this? Oh my God. I mean, it just made me sick. And I heard the sound bites when he was talking about gotta control the money.
Right.
Yeah, right. He's not controlling any money. I mean, where did the guy go to college? And he talking about he's proud of community college to protect the jobs that are out there. I mean, where are the jobs? I've been looking for 5 years, Mike.
I know.
Deshaun,
I don't know what to say, Deshaun. I don't know what to say. I can't say the standard hang in there, dude, BS. I can't say, oh, man, I hear you, although I say that a lot. I don't know what to say, Deshaun. But that's what this program is about. It's just so you can call up and vent, as long as you're cool about the language, right?
Yes, I'm very cool. I mean, I curse when I'm mad, and
I'm
so glad that there's a radio program that I could curse, and
well,
you know what? I'm going to even go even further.
No.
We need.
Deshaun, you really can't. I mean, I appreciate your call, man, and I appreciate your frustration, but, you know. Y'all have got to cut me some slack. Now, I realize that, you know, sometimes I say, excuse me, I'm blowing my nose here off mic. I know that sometimes I use language that is, the management at Air America Radio frequently says, Mike, can you just cut that back a little bit? And I try, but I would ask our callers not to do it because then it sounds like I'm provoking something that Air America Radio would just as soon not have me provoke. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, they're not threatening to fire me. They're just saying, hey, can you occasionally chill it just a bit? And I usually say, what the hell are you talking about? But anyway, thanks for participating tonight. I do appreciate it, however you did that. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history.